This is the Holy Ghost time.
这是圣灵的时代。
This is the time when the Holy Spirit is doing His work.
这是圣灵在做他的工作的时候。
And wonderful miracles, and wonderful manifestations of the presence of God.
奇妙的神迹还有神奇妙同在的彰显。
And with that began a new era.
从这个就开始了一个新的纪元。
A new generation.
新的一代。
A new church.
新的教会。
And it's been growing and growing and growing since then.
而且从那个时候开始一直在增长增长。
And God has been showing, manifesting his grace and his power and his love.
神一直在彰显他的恩典他的爱他的能力。
And not just a few people.
不只是少数人
Not just preachers or missionaries or something
不只是传道人或是宣教士之类的
But thousands, millions are filled with the Holy Ghost
而是成千的百万的人都被圣灵充满
In every country in the world
在世界上的每一个国家
And today it's greater than ever
今天大过以前
This is the Holy Spirit generation
这是圣灵的时代
Oh, I know there's other churches that some receive and some don't.
我知道有一些教会有的接受有的不接受
So it's kind of divided them.
所以就好像把他们给分开来了
There's charismatic Catholics and non-charismatic Catholics.
有灵恩的天主教也有非灵恩的天主教
There's charismatic Lutherans and Lutherans that aren't charismatic.
也有灵恩的信义会的人也有非灵恩的信义会
There's charismatic Baptists and Baptists that aren't charismatic.
也有灵恩的浸信会的人也有浸信会不是灵恩的
As I said, my father was a pastor of the Baptist church.
我刚有讲到我的父亲是浸信会的牧师
And a very sedate Baptist church.
他是一个非常安静的浸信会牧师
But when he came with the message of the Holy Spirit,
当他带着圣灵的信息来的时候
And the Holy Spirit came to that Baptist church,
圣灵临到那个浸信会的教会
Well, how shall I say?
我要怎么说呢?
God came in and dignity went out.
神进来,尊严就出去了。
They became very informal.
他们就变得很不正式。
In fact, I can remember, I was just a little boy.
事实上我还记得那个时候我还小。
My earliest memories are things of that nature.
我最早的记忆就是那类的事情。
And after the service in the Baptist church, they would go down in the full basement.
到浸信会的聚会结束之后他们就会到地下室。
And there they cry out and pray unto God.
他们就在那里呼求跟神祷告。
Power of God would come.
神的能力会临到。
And they had a new carpet in that church.
他们那个教会有新的地毯。
A brand new carpet.
全新的地毯。
Made out of people.
是人造成的。
You could hardly walk any place. It was all covered with people under the power.
你都没有办法在那里走路，因为人都地上都是挤满了。
And they were standing under the power for
sometimes
for hours.
他们有时候会倒在神的力下好几个小时。
And God was there.
神在那里。
And that spread to all over the country. But anyway,
这个就蔓延到整个地方去。
I remember one very interesting thing. I was just a boy.
但是我记得有一件很有趣的事情，那个时候我还小。
I was sleeping under a bench.
我睡在长椅子上。
And usually sleeping with one eye open because there are a lot of things going on.
通常我睡觉的时候一只眼睛张着，因为有很多的事情在进行着。
And one night when the whole floor was covered with people.
有一天晚上整个地都盖满了人
And a young lady, young girl, I guess she maybe 8 years, maybe 7, 8 years old
有一个年轻的女孩子我想她大概是七八岁
Spirit of the Lord came on and she began to dance
神的灵临到她开始跳舞
But there's no room to dance
但是那里已经没有地方可以跳了
So the Spirit of the Lord lifted her up about that far off the floor
所以神的灵把她提起来差不多离地这么高
And she danced all over that room, all over the top of people
她就在人的上面在那个房间里面这样到处跳
She was praising the Lord and everybody else was too
就是在赞美主其他的人也都在赞美主
God began a new era
神开始了一个新的纪元
We didn't know it then, but actually a new century.
我们那个时候不晓得，其实是一个新的世纪，新的时代。
He has come to be with his people.
他来和他的百姓在一起。
He's a miracle-working God.
他是行神迹的神。
If you read your Bible, whenever God came to earth, strange things happened.
如果你读你的圣经的话，每当神来到世上，就会发生奇怪的事情。
Like when he came to the children of Israel.
就像他临到以色列百姓的时候。
All kinds of miracles happened.
各种各样的神迹发生。
And whenever he'd come, he just didn't do things like we do them.
每当他来的时候，他就是做事情跟我们的方式不一样。
He's a miracle working God.
他是行神迹的神。
He's beyond our laws and limitations.
他超越我们的法则，我们的限制。
We're subject to the laws of this earth.
我们受制于这世界的法则。
But God isn't.
但是神不会。
He's above all those things.
他高过那一切。
And as a little child,
我还小的时候,
I saw God heal blind eyes.
我就看过神医好瞎眼
症。I see people scream and cry. I can see, I can see.
我就看到人们得医治，然后就这样尖叫说：“我看见了，我看见了。”
Or I can hear.
我说我听见了。
Or people get up and walk, and someone would break their crutches and run.
或是有人会起来把他们的拐杖给折断，开始跑。
And the cancers would be healed.
癌症得医治。
I remember, I'll never forget it.
有件事情我永远忘不了。
They brought a woman on a cot.
他们用摊子带了一个女人来。
That's a long time ago. I can still remember her name.
那是很久以前的，我还记得她的名字。
Mrs. Vickery.
她的名字叫做 Vickery 太太。
And she had cancer of the stomach.
她有胃癌。
And she was just a skeleton.
她瘦骨如柴。
She weighed less than 100 pounds.
她体重不到100磅。
Perhaps 70, 75.
可能只有70磅、75磅。
About dead.
快死了。
And they brought her on a little cot.
人们就用摊子把她抬来。
The power of God struck her.
神的能力
击中
了她，医治了她。
And she coughed up her cancer in a handkerchief.
她就这样子咳嗽，把她的癌给咳出来。
And the reason I remember it,
我记得的原因是
it stank so bad.
那个味道很臭。
Ooh, they had opened all the doors and all the windows, and people went outside.Just to breathe fresh air.
我们必须把所有的窗户还有门都打开来，有人就跑出去了，只为了要呼吸到新鲜空气。
So I never forget that one.
所以那个我永远都忘不了。
But she was well and lived for many years afterwards.
但是她就康复了，后来又活了好多年。
Because the Holy Spirit has come to His church.
因为圣灵临到他的教会。
And He comes to all of His church.
他临到他所有的教会。
All over the world.
在世界各地。
And he wants us all to be filled with the Spirit.
他要我们都被圣灵充满。
Not just a few people.
不只是一些人。
But it's for hundreds and for thousands and for millions.
而是成千上万的，千万百万的。
This all started at the beginning of this century.
这一切都是从这世纪之初开始的。
Before that, there wasn't much of that.
在那之前没有多少这样的事情。
But after he began to come again,
但是当他再一次来到之后
to his church,
来到他的教会
God works in time cycles,
神工作有他时间的循环
And the time came again for the Holy Spirit to come,
圣灵来到的时候再次的来了
And we honor the Holy Spirit, and we welcome the Holy Spirit.
我们尊崇圣灵，欢迎他
Because we need him so much.
因为我们非常需要他
You see, go back to the book of John.
回到约翰福音。
And in the 16th chapter.
第十六章。
And the 8th verse.
十六章第八节。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己、责备自己。
You see, when the Holy Spirit comes.
当圣灵来了。
He not only does miracles.
他不只行神迹。
But he does greater miracles than the miracles.
他行了比神迹更大的神迹。
He is able to come inside a person and talk to their hearts.
他能够进到人的里面跟他们的心说话。
He can join with your spirit.
他能够跟你的灵结合。
Because he is spirit.
因为他是灵。
And he brings consciousness and conviction of sin.
他带来了使人知道了罪。
Without the Holy Spirit, we couldn't be reCouldn't be converted.
若没有圣灵，我们没有办法回转。
We wouldn't even feel the need for it.
我们不会觉得有这样的需要。
It's He that does that.
是他做成的。
He speaks to our hearts.
他对我们的心说话。
He sometimes he'll melt us until we just feel like crying.
有时候他会融化我们，就让我们觉得想哭。
Or sometimes he'll fill us such joy we just feel like dancing.
或是有时候让我们充满了喜乐，我们就想要跳舞。
But He works on the inside.
但是他在里面做工。
He's the only one that can do that.
只有他能够这样做。
And that's why there's been such marvelous revivals.
这就是为什么有这么奇妙的复兴。
Since he came.
从他来了之后。
Because he deals with the inside of people.
因为他处理人的里面。
He talks to their spirit.
跟他们的灵说话。
Not like I'm talking.
不像我在讲话一样。
He talks beyond words.
他讲的话超乎言语。
I'm sure many of you have had times when you couldn't find words to say what you wanted to say.
我想你们都曾经有这样的经验，没有办法找到适当的字句来说你里面的感受。
You felt powerful emotions, but they were too big for words.
你里面有很强的感受，但是那些东西太强了，没有办法用言语来表达。
Maybe your joy was too big to express.
或许你的喜乐太大了，没有办法表达出来。
Maybe your sorrow.
或许是你的忧伤。
Maybe when a loved one died.
或许是有一位你所爱的人过世了。
It's beyond words.
这是言语说不出来的。
You know it, you feel it, you understand it, but you can't say it.
你知道，你感觉到你，但是你说不出来。
And the Holy Spirit works that way.
圣灵就是这样子工作。
He talks to us without words because it's beyond words.
他跟我们说话不用言语，因为这是超出言语之外的。
But we understand.
但是我们了解。
We understand what He's saying to us.
我们了解他在对我们说什么。
We understand those feelings He brings to us, a desire for God.
我们了解他带给我们的那种感觉，对神的渴望。
The desire to help others.
想要帮助别人的渴望。
We sense our own helplessness and our own frustration.
我们感觉到自己的无助，自己的挫折。
You go see a sick friend.
你去看一位有病的朋友。
And you love that person.
你爱那个人。
And you love to help them.
你很乐意去帮助他。
But there's not much you can do.
但是你没有办法做什么。
Maybe kind of cheer them up a little.
或许稍微的鼓舞他们一下。
Maybe straighten their pillow out.
或许帮他们把床理一下。
Maybe give them a little water.
或许给他们一点水喝。
But so helpless.
这么的无助。
But when you're full of the Holy Spirit, we're not so helpless.
但是当你被圣灵充满的时候，你就不是这么无助了。
Before you go, you say, Would you like me to pray for you?
你可以说，哎，你要不要我为你祷告啊？
Well, yes, please.
好，请你为我祷告。
And you pray a prayer of faith.
你就有一个信心的祷告。
And you see them, hey, I feel better.
你看到他们说，哎，我现在觉得比较好了。
I feel a lot better.
我觉得好多了。
Oh, thank you for praying.
谢谢你为我祷告。
And you hear the next day that they've been released from the hospital, they're home.
然后第二天你就听到说他已经出院了，回家了。
Oh, I know many, 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 many testimonies like that.
我知道有许许多多像这样子的见证。
I've seen it happen myself.
我自己也看过这样的事情发生。
We're not helpless.
我们并不是无助的。
And we have the Holy Spirit with us.
因为我们有圣灵和我们在一起。
Because He is God.
因为他是神。
He is the third person of the Godhead.
他是三位一神的第三位。
And when He comes and fills us, He stays.
当他来充满了我们，他就停留在那里。
Jesus said in John 14.
耶稣在约翰福音十四章说。
Verse 16.
十六节。
And 17.
十六十七节，十四章十六十七节。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃是人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他。你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
I'm going to send my Holy Spirit.
我要差遣我的圣灵来。
He'll be like a comforter to you.
他对你们会像是一位保惠师。
That word comfort means someone is with you to help you.
保惠师的意思就是说有一位和你在一起帮助你的。
Even the Spirit of Truth.
就是真理的圣灵。
And he'll be with you forever.
他会永远与你们同在。
It goes on and says he'll be with you.
他继续又讲他会和你们同在。
And in you.
且在你们的里面。
Because he's Spirit.
因为他是灵。
He's with you and in you.
他和你同在，且在你的里面。
And not just the apostles.
不只是使徒。
Not just the disciples.
不只是门徒。
On the first day he came to 120.
他来的第一天，他就临到了120个人。
And since then he's come to millions.
从那个时候开始，他就临到了百万人。
There's so many people filled with the Holy Spirit.
现在有许许多的人都被圣灵充满。
He's willing to come to anybody.
他愿意临到任何人。
He wants to fill every heart.
他想要充满每一颗心。
He wants to fill every life.
他想要充满每一个生命。
He wants to give us a new relationship with God.
他想要使我们跟神有一个新的关系。
I know before I was filled with the Holy Spirit, God was out there.
我知道在我还没有被圣灵充满以前，
God was in heaven.
遥远的地方，神在天
上。I prayed to him.
我跟他祷告。
But it was someplace out there.
但是他是在很遥远的地方。
But after I was filled with the Spirit,
当我被圣灵充满之后
it was different.
就不一样的。
He was in here.
他在我的里面。
He was in here.
他在里面。
I didn't have to talk to him. I could just relate with him without words.
我不必跟他讲话，我甚至可以跟他相交，不用说话。
And I'd sing and rejoice with the Lord. I had wonderful times with God.
我会歌唱，我在主的面前非常的喜乐，有很美好的时光。
Christ was so real.
基督是这么的真实。
Because one of the things the Holy Spirit does when He comes,
因为当圣灵来的时候，他做的一件事情是
He glorifies Jesus.
他就荣耀耶稣。
He makes Jesus so wonderful.
他使耶稣变得这么奇妙。
Because that's what He loves to do.
因为这就是他爱做的事情。
And this is a Holy Spirit day.
这是圣灵的日子。
And God wants all of His people full of the Holy Ghost.
神要他所有的百姓都充满了圣灵。
Not just a few.
不只是少数的。
Well, if no longer just a few, there's lots of people.
现在也不再是少数，已经有很多的人了。
So the biggest churches in the world are Holy Ghost churches.
世界上最大的教会都是圣灵的教会
Or the Holy Spirit is moving
就是圣灵在运行的教会
And He's manifesting Himself
他在彰显他自己
And I've seen in many places
我在许多地方都看过
The Holy Spirit works
圣灵在工作
And He does such wonderful things
他做很奇妙的事情
And so He says Tarry ye in Jerusalem until you're filled with the Holy Ghost.
你们要留在耶路撒冷，直到你们被
圣灵充满。And He wants every one of His believers to be full of the Holy Ghost.
他要他每一位信徒都充满了圣灵。
And if you haven't been filled yet,
若你还没有被充满
it's a wonderful thing ahead of you.
你面前有很奇妙的事情。
Because John said,
因为约翰说
when He comes,
当他来了
He will.Baptize, He will fill you with the Holy Ghost.
他会用圣灵给你施洗，会充满你。
He is the one that does it.
做这件事情的是他。
I don't do it.
不是我做。
He does it.
是他做的。
And I sought the Lord because I wanted the Holy Ghost.
我曾经寻求主，因为我想要圣灵。
I want the Holy Spirit to be in me.
我想要圣灵在我的里面。
And I sought the Lord, oh, I guess about.6 months.
我寻求主差不多有六个月的时间。
And then one night it came.
然后有一天晚上
他来了。Oh, what a wonderful time.
那是何等奇妙的时候。
It was so glorious.
非常的荣耀。
And I found myself was talking to people.
我发现我自己跟别人说话。
In the church.
在教会里面。
And they'd laugh with me.
他们跟我一起笑。
But they couldn't understand me because I didn't know what I was saying.
但是他们不懂我在说什么。
I was talking in another tongue.
我在用另外一种语言说话。
But it was wonderful.
但是是非常奇妙的。
This was like a fountain flowing, just coming out by itself. I wasn't doing it.
就好像有一个泉源在涌流着，自己就出来了，不是我在做的。
Speaking a new language.
说一种新的语言。
It was a wonderful language too.
那也是一个很奇妙的语言。
I learned to use it.
我学会去用它。
I found it was wonderful to pray in.
我发觉用它来祷告是很好的。
You know, when you pray otherwise, you have to think of what you're going to say and put it in the right grammar and say it the right way. And
不然你在祷告的时候也必须要想
到。Don't offend the Lord by using the wrong words.
必须想要用正确的字句，然后要用正确的文法，也怕说讲错了什么话冒犯了主。
But now I was speaking language that came by itself. I didn't have to think of it at all.
但是现在我是在用一种自己就出来的言语讲，我根本不必去想它。
And I've heard people pray in that language.
我也听过人们用这个语言祷告。
It's a language I knew, but they didn't.
我曾经听过人们祷告的语言是我所知道而他们不知道的。
Because people never know their own language.
因为人们不晓得他不会晓得自己的语言是。
And I've heard them pray in some of the most lovely prayers.
我曾经听过有些人用方言做了一些很
美丽的祷告。But they didn't know a word they were saying.
但他们自己所说的话一句都不知道。
Just like I didn't.
就像我不知道自己在说什么一样。
But it gives me be able to express myself to God and not have to figure out how to say it.
但是这让我能够跟神表达，而不必去设想说我到底要怎么说。
Because the Holy Spirit knows how to pray for me.
因为圣灵知道怎么样为你祷告。
He's a wonderful God.
他是奇妙的神。
And He's come to have a closer relationship with His family, with His children.
他来要跟他的孩子有更亲密的关系。
We love our children.
我们爱我们的孩子们。
One of the saddest things that happens in life.
在生命中发生最悲哀的事情就是
when a child is kidnapped.
当孩子被绑架了。
And carried away.
被带走了。
Well, he's alive.
是的，他还活着。
He's healthy.
他还健康的。
They're giving him food.
那些人又给他东西吃。
But that doesn't fill the mother's heart, does it?
但是这样子没有办法填补母亲的心。
That doesn't fill the father's heart.
也没有办法填补父亲的心。
They want that child right there.
他们想要孩子就在眼前。
They want to be with him.
想要跟他在一起。
They want a fellowship with him.
想要跟孩子有相交。
They want to enjoy life together with him.
想要跟孩子一起享受生命。
And God's the same way.
神也是一样的。
Yes, we're his children.
是的，我们是他的孩子。
We're not doing our own things, playing here and there. And
好，我们去做自己的事情，在这里玩，那里玩。
I want you here.
神说，等一等，我想要你在这里。
I want to be close to you.
我想要跟你很靠近。
I want to be able to talk to you.
我想要能够跟你说话。
I want you to talk to me.
我也想要你跟我说话。
When my children were little,
当我孩子还小的时候
I had something to say to them.
我有些话跟他们说
But they were still occupied in what they were doing.
但是他们还在忙着自己做的事情
And I'd say something to them.
我就跟他们说一些话
And I'd see that they weren't listening at all.
我看到他们根本没有在听
I'd say it louder.
我就说得更大声
And they weren't listening at all.
那他们还是没听
Oh, they say, mm-hmm, yes, daddy.
他说嗯，好，爸爸
So I'd stop everything.
然后我就叫他们一切都停下来
Get real quiet with them.
叫他们很安静的
I get them quiet.
我叫他们安静。
And then I would say what I wanted to say.
然后我才说出我想要说的。
And then we could talk.
这样子我们才能够讲话。
And the Lord wants to talk to us.
主想要跟我们说话。
But sometimes we're so busy doing this and that we can't hear him.
但是有时候我们太忙着做这个做那个我们听不到他说话。
And so sometimes he has to get us quiet.
有时候他必须让我们安静下来。
God wants to talk to us. He wants to get close. He loves us.
神想要跟我们说话，他想要靠近我们，他爱我们。
You cannot imagine how much God loves you.
你没有办法想象神多么爱你。
You cannot imagine how much He wants to have just fellowship with you.
你没有办法想象神多么的只是单单想要跟你相交。
He sent His Spirit to be with us.
他差遣他的圣灵来和我们在一起。
To watch over us, to talk with us.
看顾我们，跟我们说话。
We realize.We're not a long ways away from him because his spirit is always with us.
而且使我明白我们离他不远因为他的圣灵总是和我们在一起。
If it was Jesus, he couldn't be with us.
若是耶稣的话他不可能和我们在一起。
He'd be someplace else.
他会在别的地方。
Because he was in a body.
因为他是带着身体的。
But now God has come in spirit.
但是现在神用灵来了。
And he can be with all of us.
他能够和我们所有人在一起。
Anytime, everywhere.
任何时候任何地方
He not only wants to have you as it were in his arms
他不只是要你仿佛就在他的膀臂中一样
He wants to fill you
他想要充满你
Fill your whole life and spirit and mind and body
充满你的全人你的身心灵
And that you might be in him with him and he in you
好让你能够在他的里面和他在一起他也在你的里面
And then you live a lifeA wonderful relationship with God.
然后你的生活中就跟神有美好的关系。
And that makes this life is full of troubles.
我们这一生充满了麻烦。
But it makes it so much easier.
但是它会使我们容易过。
So much easier.
容易得多。
Because we've got someone to help us all the time.
因为我们有一位随时帮助我们的。
Someone to take care of us.
有一位照顾我们的。
Someone to heal us.
有一位医治我们的。
Someone to watch over us.
有一位看顾我们的。
As David said,
如大卫所说
If 1,000 people fall at this side, and 10,000 people fall at my side, but it won't touch me.
若千人在我这边扑倒，万人在我那边扑倒，他们也不会碰到我。
God takes care of us.
因为神照顾我们。
And he watches over us all the time.
他时时都看顾着我们。
He's with us.
他与我们同在。
This is a Holy Spirit time.
这是圣灵的时候。
And I pray if you have not been filled that you will be.
我祈求若你还没有被充满，你将被充满。
And if you have been, you'll be more encouraged.
若你已经被充满，你会更得
到激励。To open your hearts and minds to the Holy Spirit.
向圣灵敞开你的心思意念。
That he will bring you into ever.Closer, better relationship with God.
他会把你带到跟神更亲密、更好的关系里。
Until the older you grow,
直到你年纪越增长
the more wonderful He will be.
神就会变得越奇妙。
That's been true in my life.
这在我的生命中是这样子的。
Holy Spirit filled me when I was 15 years of age.
我十五岁的时候，圣灵充满了我。
I've seen all kinds of miracles.
我看见过各种各样的神迹。
But miracles come and miracles go.
但是神迹来了又去。
The most wonderful thing is,
而最奇妙的事情是
the Holy Spirit is always there.
圣灵总是在那里。
He's always with us.
总是和我们在一起。
Shall we pray?
我们来祷告。
I thank you for coming, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，我谢谢你来了。
I thank you that you are always with us.
我谢谢你，你和我们在一起。
I thank you you came because you loved us.
我谢谢你，你来因为你爱我们。
And that you love us very, very much.
你非常非常爱我们。
We're the darlings of heaven.
我们是天上被钟爱的。
We have angels to watch over us every second.
你差遣天使，每一秒钟都看顾着我们。
Our nursemaids aren't men and women.
照顾我们的不是人，不是男的女的。
But the high angels are caring for us.
而是照顾我们的是最高的天使。
Protecting us from dangers.
保护我们免于危险。
Watching over us at all times.
时时都照顾着我们。
And your Holy Spirit wants to be with us.
你的圣灵想要和我们在一起。
In the darkest night.
甚至在黑暗的夜晚
or even in the most terrible places
甚至在最可怕的地方
so we know we're never alone
使我们知道我们永远不是孤单的
you are always there
你总是在那里
so Holy Spirit
所以圣灵
come to us more and more
求你越来越临到我们
turn our hearts to you
使我们的心转向你
turn our love and faith to you
使我们的信心爱都转向你
Teach us how to open our hearts to you
教导我们怎么样把心向你敞开来
Teach us how not to be so filled with ourselves that we can listen to you
让我们不要充满了自己好让我们
Teach us how to hear that voice inside of us
教导我们怎么样来听我们里面的声音
Sometimes speaks very softly
有时候讲得非常的柔和
Sometimes more loudly
有时候讲得比较大声
But you always are with us.
但是你总是和我们在一起。
That's why I pray, Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵，我恳求。
That you draw every heart here unto yourself.
求你吸引这里的每一颗心归向你自己。
Make this year, this coming, even more a Holy Spirit year for everyone.
让将来的这一年对每一位更成为圣灵的一
年。To be able to relate with you more.
能够更跟你相交。
To experience your reality.
能够惊艳到你的真实。
That you make Christ so much more real.
因为你使基督变得更真实了。
That you make God so real.
你使得神变得更真实。
Teach us to love him.
教导我们来爱你。
Teach us to have faith in him.
教导我们对他有信心。
Teach us to realize we're not helpless when you're with us.
因为你和我们在一起。
And you said you'd always be with us.
你说你时时和我们同
在。And Father, those that are here tonight that have never been baptized with the Holy Ghost.
父，今晚在座从来没有被圣灵充满过的人。
Create a hunger in every heart.
求你在每一颗心中制造出一个
渴慕。A desire, that's what I want.
一个渴望，说那就是我要的。
I want more than what I have.
我想要的不只是我现在所有的。
I want more of the reality. I want more grace. I want more faith.
我想要更多的真实，我想要更多的恩典，更多的信心。
I need the Holy Spirit.
我需要圣灵。
You said when you came, you would baptize us with the Holy Ghost.
你说你来的时候就要用圣灵给我们施洗。
Baptize your people.
求你给你的百姓施洗。
Fill them again.
再一次的充满他们。
Until deep in their hearts is a cry.
直到在他们的内心深处有一个
呼求。I want you, Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，我想要。
I want you to come to me.
我想要你临到我。
Fill me with your power.
用你的能力充满我。
Fill me with your reality.
用你的真实充满我。
Fill me with your faith.
用你的信心充满我。
Fill me with the presence of God.
用神的同在充满我。
Because I need you.
因为我需要你。
Come, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，求你来。
I need you.
我需要你。
Come, sweet Spirit, I pray.
甜蜜的圣灵，我这样的恳求。
Come in your grace.
求你带着你的恩典来。
Come in your power.
带着你的能力来。
Come in your own wonderful way.
用你自己奇妙的方式来。